Hey, how's it going? How did your date go? Oh, no. Fuck. Oh, I can't believe that. He really stood you up in the restaurant. We're just. Are you sure? Like, did he just. Maybe he didn't find it. He ghosted you? Oh my God. Oh, that's fucked up. I'm so sorry that happened. So, did you just go home right away then? Aren't you hungry? You're planning your meals around that. Well, at least grab something, you know? Don't starve. Yeah. I'll be here. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'll keep you company. I'm not going. I'm not going off. It's. I'm sorry. I don't. I'm speechless. That's so shitty. How are you feeling? Yeah, I can imagine not all that great. You're looking so much forward to this too. You've been planning this for weeks. I guess the way it didn't match up and the way he kept making excuses, maybe. I don't know. I guess I'm not surprised. Well, I am, but fuck. What an asshole. What a fucking asshole. Hey. It's okay, it's okay. It feels shitty now. You're gonna get back up on that horse. Maybe not now, but someday. Yeah. Don't worry. You will. I believe in you. Well, so now that your plans are ruined for the evening, what are you doing now? I'm not gonna. No, I'm not gonna accept that you're just gonna get your ice cream out and eat yourself to sleep. We can hang out, you know? I can keep you company. You don't have to be depressed all day, you know? Yeah. I'll be here. I don't have any plans for the day anyway, so might as well. Of course I will. Of course I will. So what are you doing like right now? Nothing? Well, you just called me, I guess. Hey, why don't you listen? This fucking sucks, I know. Treat yourself a little bit. Do you have some, I don't know, something nice for yourself that you can do? Your little me time ritual. Well, except for, you know what I mean. Not that. Well, you know, we're close. If that's what you need, then I'll leave you to that. I'm joking. I'm joking. Okay. God. You're not? Wait, you're not joking. Yeah, I know. I mean, I know what you were going for with the date, but you know, that was with him. You can't just indiscriminately just pick anyone. And I'm not gonna fucking masturbate with you on the phone. I'm hours away right now. You know that. Why not? 'Cause I don't know. It's not that I'm not attracted to you. It's just, I mean, I haven't thought about that, you know? I think you're really cool, but I think you're also in a vulnerable state of mind, and I don't want that to feel like you're being taken advantage of. If we did this some other time, then maybe that would feel clearer on my conscience, but I mean, what do you mean if we don't go all the way? What does that even mean? Do you mean, like, not fucking? Of course we can't. We're far away. No orgasms. It doesn't count then? Ugh, what a stupid rule. Of course it counts. You're a dumbass. Are you really suggesting that we have phone sex, but without coming? Just to make you feel good? Yeah, I know you need it. I know. Why am I the one to have to give it to you, though? Don't you have, like, a booty call or something instead? They won't understand. Well, fuck. I've never seen you this desperate before. I feel bad for you. I pity you. I'm not sure about this. Listen. Even if we did it, it's not going to be weird, right? Afterwards, like, you're going to cry. It's okay if you cry now, but, like, after having phone sex, if you start crying, that's going to make it so fucking weird, you know? I don't know how to deal with that. I don't want to deal with that. That's just going to mess everything up. Everything's going to be scrambled. You promise? I don't think you're in a state of mind to promise. Fuck. Fuck. Hey, are you moaning? Are you fucking kidding me? You're moaning right now. Are you touching yourself? Oh my God. Stop touching yourself. Stop it. Look, if we're gonna do this, let's do it right. Yeah, fuck it. Okay, you're not gonna give this up. And, still not gonna abandon you. So, if this is what it has to be, then this is what it has to be. Stop touching yourself. Put your hands at your side. I don't know, are you laying down? Go lay down. And, I don't know, put your phone on your chest. You don't need both hands. Now, fuck, I'm gonna, you know, I might regret this. But okay, I'll take charge. Fuck you. Okay, here's what's gonna happen. You're not gonna come. I'm not gonna touch myself. I'm just going to instruct you. I'm going to give you the bare minimum of what you need. And then I'm going to leave you be. Well, I'll keep you company afterwards, but we're going to stop the horny talk. Yeah? No, you're not going to come, because if you come, you're going to get all emotional. I know you. Well, I don't know what you are like when you're having sex, but no coming. Understood? Good. Now put your hands at your sides. I'm going to walk you through this. What are you wearing right now? Do you have your pants on? Your top? I want you to take your pants off. Not all the way off. Just lay them down the distance that they need so that you can do your work. And once you're done with that, I want you to... Fuck, I can't believe this. I want you to put your fingers together, all four of them without the thumb, and I want them flat. And I want you to press down on your cunt. No rubbing, no stroking, no circling. Just apply some pressure on yourself. Now that what you're feeling is frustration. I know you were already frustrated. I'm going to make you even worse. Since you're fucking guilt-tripping me into this, I'm gonna have my fun. Hey, maybe after all, what you need is just to be used. I don't know. I don't need to know. I'll do it anyway. Apply some more pressure. Get your fingers in there, in between your legs. Now, stroke your hand, all fingers, stroke them up and down your slit. I want you to finish your strokes on your clit. Then go back down, all the way to the bottom. Take your time. This is important. Take your time when you do this. All the way to the bottom and back up. Slowly, firmly, just like I would do. All the way up, and then to your clit. Keep doing that. Yeah, five more times. All the way down. And back up. Go down. And back up. And down. And up. Down. Up. Last one now. Down. And up. I bet your legs are having troubles keeping still. That's the point. You're supposed to be frustrated. But you're gonna have some more now. Roll your underwear down. Yeah. Now, you don't get to touch your cunt, not directly. That's my rule. Instead, you're going to put a pillow in between your legs. Yeah, do that right now. You can lay on your side if that's what you need, or on your front. Just get comfortable, because I'm going to make you hump that pillow. Place your pillow nice and firmly on your cunt. You're going to hump it until you're whimpering, until I feel sorry for you. Which, to be honest, I already do, but I can be disciplined myself. All comfy. Then hump that pillow. I want you to hump it nice, slowly, firmly. Roll your cunt on that pillow. Spread your wetness on it. Make it yours. Impress me. Oh, fuck. You know, this is making me horny too. But I'm not gonna touch myself. Not now. You're just gonna keep humping that pillow until I say stop. And it's gonna be a while.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.